We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jovial, caring, wacky, live and local. It's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Good morning. Today is going to be a good day. Today's going to be a good day. We are one day closer. This is going to be my new catchphrase. We are one day closer to the return of major sports. It's just now that we might know a day on that. NBA sounds like a July 31st start date. Not everybody's coming to Disney, though. In fact, not a lot of Eastern Conference teams are coming to Disney, and they're going to try to play out the rest of the schedule, which the Bucks really don't know who they're going to play then. They're going to try to play out the rest of the schedule, but the Bucks' schedule coming up, what it was supposed to be, a lot of those teams aren't getting invited. So I don't know who they're going to play or when they're going to play. They got to work some of that out yet, but enough coming out yesterday from the great NBA reporters, Shams and Woj, and these guys that we've been, you know, stalking their Twitter accounts the last couple of months trying to get anything. It looks like July 31st will be the date, and the Bucks will have the chance to play out this thing for an NBA championship. Very excited to talk about that. We'll give you the details on that coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. Also, it is Trivia Day. Our Trivia Thursday continues. Take us out to the Paul game. Great play on words, as Paul Imig, longtime friend of the station, friend of the show, will be the quizmaster, as myself, Ryan Horvath, and Evan Heffelfinger will be matched up to win some trivia. No prize on the line, except for pride, and I finally got that pride last week. I did win, guys. I did actually win a trivia contest, only because there was a question about Super Bowl 31, and because there's no sports on the night before last week's trivia, I happened to watch a good chunk of Super Bowl 31 and many more replays. I believe tonight, if you want to really have a bad night, because there's not like any live sports today, no German soccer, nothing. Tonight, I think NBC Sports Network has Packers-Broncos Super Bowl 32. So if you want to really hate yourself, go ahead and watch that. Drew Brees is where I do want to start. I think this is even with the NBA coming back, this is the story that is really making waves, because Drew Brees saying something that, you know, if he feels a certain way, he feels a certain way. But Horvath said it pretty well just a moment ago. He's got to be able to read the room. He's got to be able to understand what's going on in this country right now, and he's got to, if he feels the way he feels, he needs to listen maybe a little bit better, and he needs to start hearing as well. Drew Brees, Saints quarterback, in a exchange with Yahoo Finance, says, "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country." And what he's saying there, what we're interpreting is when you look at the protesting that has happened in the NFL, when you have a guy like Colin Kaepernick kneel, Drew Brees says he will never agree with anybody that's disrespecting the flag. Players spoke out about it, and they spoke out about it pretty quickly. Not just his teammates, but even guys like LeBron James. LeBron James, wow, man. Is it still surprising at this point? Sure isn't. You literally still don't understand why Cap was kneeling on one knee. Has absolute nothing to do with the disrespect of the flag and our soldiers who keep our land free. My father-in-law was one of those. Richard Sherman says he's beyond lost. Guarantee you there were black men fighting alongside your grandfather, but this doesn't seem to be about that. That uncomfortable conversation you're trying to avoid by injecting military into a conversation about brutality and equality is part of the problem. Some of his teammates tweeting, "Damn it, Drew. Damn, Drew hurt me with that one." SMH, ignorant, from Michael Thomas. Alvin Kamara tweeting as well. So some of his teammates, he's going to have some conversations with them. Malcolm Jenkins posting about a four-minute video, just, you know, at one point in tears, not understanding how Drew Brees can't understand. And not to make this about the flag again, because there are, you know, there are a lot of people like Drew Brees yet that see what Colin Kaepernick did and think he's disrespecting the military. But it was never about that. For Colin Kaepernick and for some of these other guys, it was about trying to highlight police injustice, racial injustice. And I know when I mention the name Colin Kaepernick, there's a lot of different emotions that do come up. And you may think, oh, Bart's starting the show political. It's not. This is the world right now. Colin Kaepernick took a knee 4 years ago, and a lot of people were silent on that. Colin Kaepernick gets brought up now, and Drew Brees essentially gets canceled. I think it shows some progress with where we're coming in understanding what these black athletes are trying to tell us white fans. And, you know, there's white athletes, there's black fans. You know what I'm trying to say. If we didn't understand 4 years ago, maybe we understand better now. I saw one guy, kudos to him. I don't know who it was. It's somebody I follow. I scrolled through it. I should have made a better note of it. He posted a picture. Remember there was a bar 4 years ago that had a Colin Kaepernick jersey as the mat that you walked in? And you had to wipe your shoes on the jersey to get into the bar. And he said, look at this, LOL, ha ha ha. He went and found his old tweet, this guy. Some guy I follow, some guy that listens. And again, I wish I took note of who it was. He said, I was way off on this. I can't believe how wrong I was on this. It was never about the military. It was not about the flag. That's just the time that he picked. And it gave him the time to highlight it. Remember, he was doing this silently until somebody in the press box at a Packers-Niners game saw him do it and took video of it. And then the thing, you know, spiraled maybe out of control. So this is something that 4 years later, we may look at differently. I've got a cop friend. I've got a friend on the force who, when asked about it, he said, this is true, by the way. He said, I wouldn't do it. I would never kneel or protest that way during the national anthem. But if I saw someone doing it, I would ask why. I would want to know, why are you doing this? What is so bad that you're compelled to demonstrate in this way? And I would want to try to understand why he was doing it. So a lot of people have really figured out in the last 4 years what Colin Kaepernick was trying to do. Drew Brees doesn't seem to be one of them. And social issues aside, if you just look at this from a football standpoint, I would not want to be a Saints fan right now. Is it a joke or is it a reality? I'm texting my brother last night and some other friends, and the joke is, take the Saints under. Is that a joke, Horvat, or is that the reality? If you're the Saints right now, Drew Brees has a lot of damage control. A lot of his teammates are going to look at him in a different way. And I know we've all seen the movies where the offensive line decides, we're not blocking for our quarterback on this one, and he gets drilled. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen, but Drew Brees, man, it seems like he quickly lost the locker room yesterday.
Yeah, not only his own locker room, it really seems like... I said, what a weird year 2020 continues to be, where J.R. Smith beat up a guy for trying to break into his car, and we now look at J.R. Smith as the hero. And yesterday, Drew Brees, like the ultimate wholesome family man, turned heel, like right in front of all of our eyes. And yeah, that's what I said on the pregame show, man. Read the room a little bit better. And if you're ignorant and that's the way that you still feel, at least try to educate yourself. Try to understand. Try to connect with your teammates. Ask them. I don't know, man. That's just ridiculous. I can't believe what I heard yesterday. I do feel like he lost the locker room. And not only that, around the league, I know that we hate to use the term bulletin board material, but Za'Darius Smith, I mean, he's already got it circled on the schedule. He tweeted out yesterday, what is it, week 3?
Yeah, isn't that something?
You know what I mean? Like, it's not only his teammates. I figured to get that he would get that backlash from around the league and from guys like LeBron James saying, what the hell, Drew? You know, like, we respected you, man. That's a slap in the face. But then when it was his own teammates, guys that he's throwing the ball to, Michael Thomas, that is like, hey, he don't know any better, shaking my head. Then you're like, oh, man, I don't know that that's damage that I don't know could be. I don't think that could be fixed. I don't think that he could go in that locker room and fix those relationships. You know, the other thing, though, I don't think that we need to destroy guys like Drew Brees. I think we need to educate guys like Drew Brees, because those that are sending death threats to Drew Brees and saying rude things about his family, which we're seeing on Twitter, then we're just as bad, man. That's just teaching more hate to our kids. I feel like, and I'm not trying to get preachy here or whatever, but I just think that there are ignorant people who still think that this has to do with the American flag. This has to do with the troops, and it doesn't. This is a bigger problem. This is a problem that's been going on for hundreds of years now, you know, and it's something that we need to fix, something that we need to correct. But instead of destroying guys like Drew Brees on social media, how about we try to educate them and help them out? And then if they still want to be ignorant, then to hell with them.
Well, Aaron Rodgers did post on Instagram after this a picture of him in solidarity with his teammates. In this picture, remember the Packers interlocked their arms a few years ago, the entire team, including Richard Rodgers and Brett Hundley is who Rodgers was connected with. He said, a few years ago on Instagram, we were criticized for locking arms in solidarity before the game. It has never been about an anthem or a flag, not then, not now. Listen with an open heart. Let's educate ourselves and then turn word and thought into action. Hashtag wake up America. Hashtag it's time for a change. Hashtag love over fear. Hashtag solidarity. The thing with Drew Brees is if he does feel this way, and this is a lesson that he's going to have to learn, because if you don't understand something, if Drew Brees sees everything going on, brings up Colin Kaepernick, and doesn't understand something, if you don't understand something, I don't know how mad you can get at a guy for not understanding something. It is then his job to become enlightened or try to understand. If he still doesn't understand, he should ask somebody and have a conversation and try to figure out why. That is the problem, I think, that we need to take one step forward. Back in, 4 years ago or whenever it was with Colin Kaepernick, I remember that show, and I brought it up again this week. We took calls, and there were a lot of people that were just mad at Colin Kaepernick. And you've got people calling him a son of a bee at a very high level. Yeah. And that probably shouldn't have been done. But Drew Brees, if he doesn't understand, you know, some of us, the problem is some of us don't have someone to talk to about it. Some of us don't have, let's say, a black friend. Some of us don't have someone who grew up differently than us in our immediate circle to ask, hey, why is this going on? Mm-hmm. Drew Brees has an entire locker room of teammates where if he felt this way, you would think that there's at least one guy he would feel comfortable going up to and say, I got to be honest. I see the protest. I get it. I'm still having a hard time with this flag thing. You know, my parents, my grandparents, he's got to have that conversation. And I think that we're not having that conversation. We're doing better of it this week. You know, a bunch of you changed your Instagram to a black square. Okay. But then we have to continue to have the conversation. And Drew Brees is in a position where he should be able to do that. I think ultimately, it's, you know, he's got to talk to his Saints teammates. I think he did a lot of damage control yesterday. I think he was on that phone all day trying to figure it out. And he's just got to, you know, because we all do, we're all the same, but we're different. We come from different backgrounds and experiences. Some of us are born on third base. Some of us are born not even in the stadium. And so we got to try to figure out with the other people how we can best all live together and make things, I think, as equal for anybody else. People ask me about my politics, and my go-to thing is I don't want people to die when they don't have to. And I wish everybody had an equal chance, because we do all have resources around us in America. We don't really all have the same access to those resources. If you grow up in Waukesha or grow up on the north side of Milwaukee, there's a different path that maybe your dad went to a high school or a college, and then the person you're getting a job for, that's part of this, is there's so many things ingrained that we can't change overnight that it's going to take a long time. So just did want to bring up the Drew Brees comments. Do wonder what it's going to affect on the football field. And then want to say, if there's a quarterback that you want to, you know, show your kids about, not just how to be as a quarterback or a football player, but how to be as a man and a leader, there's Aaron Rodgers saying some good stuff on Instagram. And again, I'm proud to have him as the quarterback of my Green Bay Packers. As yesterday we heard from Dave Robinson, proud to have Vince Lombardi as the coach of the 60s here, when he was getting criticized for drafting black players in the first round, and said, the colors that I care about are green and gold. Can they help me win? I want them on this football team. Are they good men? I want them on this football team, to paraphrase. So that is the bigger issue in today's society. And again, Drew Brees has now interjected himself into the conversation. We'll see how that plays out, and we'll see how the Saints players and the NFL players continue to react. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. We are a sports show, and we're so thirsty to talk about a game. God, I wish I could talk about a game last night. We could talk about Costa Rican soccer.
No, let's not, actually.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's all good.
I didn't give you the pick. I text Horvath about 8:50. I said, hey, dude, there's Costa Rican soccer on ESPN2 in 5 minutes. And then you took, I believe, the favorite, and they lost. Was it 4-3?
Did they lose, or did they tie 2-2? I actually went to
bed. No, it was at least 4-something.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought that I looked at the wrong...
I could have been dreaming.
I may have looked at the wrong score. I thought it finished in a draw. All I know is that they went up 2... Well, it was 1-0. Game was tied up at 1 at halftime. Then they took the lead 2-1, and I was like, I cannot stay up until 11 p.m. tonight watching Costa Rica soccer. Because before that, man, I'm watching the Eastern Conference Finals.
You're right, it was 2-2. I was dreaming that.
I was watching the Celtics and the Heat, LeBron versus Paul Pierce and the boys, Game 6 and Game 7. So I was like, I'll take any live content I could get. But then I was like, I cannot stay up until midnight watching Costa Rican soccer. So I went to bed, woke up, and saw I lost $100. What the hell is this? Ah, you got to be kidding me. And they were huge favorites, too.
But there's nothing. Am I wrong? There's nothing today. No UFC, no racing.
No UFC.
No German soccer.
We got a
pay-per-view. There's a Korean baseball game on right now, but that's it.
My girl Misha Tate fighting this weekend. I'm excited. I'm ordering UFC on Saturday night. We got nothing until then. We don't even got Bundesliga until tomorrow. No, Friday, I believe. And I was right, Bart. Only like 4 more matches left of Bundesliga. Season's wrapping up. That sucks. Luckily, we get Premier League back June 17th. Right, so like we're starving for sports content. I was jumping on my couch yesterday. No joke. Jumping on my couch because the NBA's coming back. But then I said, oh, wait, what the hell am I going to do for 58 days, though?
Yeah, it's coming back, but it's still going to take a while before it is back. And the format's going to be different, because there's not going to be a lot of teams there that are at least on the Bucks schedule. Mm-hmm. This is going to affect the Bucks in ways that we got to figure out yet today. So we'll tell you what we do know about the NBA, and we'll try to figure out with you guys what the best course of action for the league is, and if this is ultimately good for our team, or if it puts more obstacles in front of them as they try to finish out this season and win an NBA championship for the first time since 1971. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan. 414-799-1250. It looks like the NBA has the green light. All systems go. We still do need to find out more about the testing and some of the safety procedures, but the plan to play at Disney is going to be executed, and the season will start on July 31st. And when I say the season, I mean last games of the regular season. They are going to invite 22 teams, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, to finish out an 8-game regular season and then get into the playoffs. And they're trying to figure out the seeding for not just the Western and Eastern Conference, but what teams are going to be included into the playoffs. For the following teams, it looks like their season is over. The Golden State Warriors at 15-50.
Yikes.
Have no reason to come back. So they are done. Then they're the only team that's actually, based on the normal schedule, eliminated from postseason play. You could still see the Minnesota Timberwolves at 19-45 try to eke it out. But that's not happening. Their season is done. And in the East, the Cavs season is done. The Hawks season is done. The Pistons, the Knicks, the Bulls, and the Hornets season are done. So they're not inviting everybody back. They're inviting teams back that have a legitimate shot at a playoff seed. They're going to play out the last 8 games. In the East, there's only 9 teams coming. So they're trying to look for seeding, but they're also trying to determine who's going to make this playoffs as the 8th seed, the Wizards or the Magic. Now, they're still going to be a little, it's a little difficult. If the Wizards, right now the Wizards are 4.5 games back of the Magic.
Yeah.
And by that I mean 5.5 games back. I am forced to do quick math here at 6:25 in the morning, which was a very bad decision.
Don't worry, the Wizards stink.
But if they play out these 8 games and the Wizards are within 4 games of whatever the Magic are or that 8 seed, then they get a chance. They play in a mini series where if the 9 seed wins 2 games, they advance. And if the 8 seed wins just 1 game, they advance. Does that make sense?
It does.
Did I explain that correctly?
No, you did a very good job. I did the same thing on the pregame, but I read it like 3 times after I read it because I was like, okay, now it does make sense. Hey, stay on this real quick. Yesterday we were talking about why the top teams would get screwed over. I have this real quick idea that if I don't tell you right now, I'll forget because I've destroyed my brain.
Yes.
So here's my idea, man. The Lakers and the Bucks, the 2 top teams, how do they get any benefit from playing the regular season the right way without home court advantage? Instead of, obviously, you can't take non-playoff teams and be like, we want Trae Young. That's not fair. Why not do this, though? You get one player on a veteran minimum contract to steal for the postseason run. Because I'm pissed off the Atlanta Hawks didn't make the playoffs. Not because I care about Trae Young or the Atlanta Hawks. Because Vince Carter, at 43 years old, should be able to finish the season out. He should be able to play in the playoffs just one more time. So then the Bucks would get Vince Carter. You know, if like Mike Bibby's still in the league, LeBron could get his vet and you could steal that player for the playoffs. Like somebody to come in, like a Paul Gasol, and play, you know, a limited role, but a veteran minimum. You should be able to steal one vet from a non-playoff team, if you're the Bucks and the Lakers. What do you think about that?
No, I don't like it.
But you liked my idea where you could take another team's superstar.
I liked that yesterday when we were just like talking it out.
Okay, I think that it's a great idea. I would love to see Vince Carter on the end of the bench hanging out with DJ Wilson and Sterling and then coming in for some garbage time just to try to get Vince Carter a ring. Go on, though, sorry.
It's going to be also a good idea. We're always welcome to ideas on the show. I brought up, I think every day this week, my idea of having the MLB play a 16-game season following the NFL schedule.
Yeah.
So we will always take ideas, but I agree with you. It is a bummer to see Vince Carter's career end this way.
Yeah.
Vince Carter's last shot did come on a last-second 3. It's just that the Hawks had already lost the game by like 12.
Yeah, it sucks. So pretty much,
but Vince Carter's last shot was a make, so
I know, and you always have to end on a make. That was
you always have to end on a
my
make.
My dad told me you do not leave the floor until you end on a make, Ryan. But anyway, so going back, I didn't mean to hijack your show. I just had to get that out there because my brain is mush. So the plan includes 13 Western Conference
teams.
What's
wrong with your brain?
9 Eastern Conference teams. My allergies are bad. Today I was a little bit worried that I'm like developing asthma as I was doing this show. Have you ever done a solo show where you're just like I was fine. I don't think anybody noticed, but I'm having some problems breathing. It's not coronavirus related, luckily. Just, you know, some sinuses and stuff. Allergy season, bro.
Well, Godspeed to you in that regard.
So anyway, go on, sorry.
Well, what they want to do is they're saying, well, how are you going to finish out the schedule?
Yeah.
Well, they want as much as possible the teams to finish out their schedule and then get to eight games. So the Bucks, this all got postponed right before that Celtics game. They want the Bucks to play the Celtics right away. Okay. And then they'd play Golden State. Well, they're not in, so they don't play them. And then they'd play Miami and then Memphis and then the Wizards, not Detroit, Houston, the Wizards. And so they'd try to figure this out and try to figure out how teams are going to play. It doesn't match up. Like the Raptors, the way it would match up, they'd have to play the Bucks twice, but the Bucks would only have to play the Raptors once. It's confusing at this point. They will figure it out. But what we do know is that they're going to take 13 teams from the West. They're going to take 9 teams from the East, and they're going to play 8 games. Everybody's going to try to jockey for position. The team that finishes in 9th will still have a shot if they're within 4 games of the 8th seed to play the 8th seed as a mini play-in, and then they're going to go ahead with the regular season. There are no advantages at this point for the higher seeds. I believe bringing your home court to Disney is one of the things that is picking up steam, which I still don't know how that is a big-time benefit, but that is one of the ideas picking up steam. So it looks like we are going to have the NBA on July 31st. More details coming up on that. And that's exciting. You've got hockey announcing what they want to do. Still don't have a date. You do have the MLS, which is also going to be in Disney. They're going to do a little tournament before they pick up their season again. So there's some progress there. You've got the NBA saying July 31st. You've got NFL, all systems go. What's going on with baseball? So we'll tell you more of the details on the NBA and then try to figure out why baseball can't give us the same optimism as some of these other sports. Tim Allen is going to join us, host of our baseball postgame show, which we haven't had one of those now since last October. It's been way too long. He will join us at 7:35. And again, trivia coming up at 8. Ryan Horvath, Bart Winkler, and you guys, 799-1250 here on The Fan. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Winter sports coming back. We're getting some good news in that regard. NBA, it looks like they're going to lock that in today, July 31st, and they're going to play these games at Disney. We know the teams that are going to be invited. The Bucks, obviously, 22 teams, 9 teams in the East, the top 9 in the standings at this point, the top 13 in the West, and they'll play it out. They'll play 8 games each and then go from there. It still does seem like they are going to do Western and Eastern Conference playoffs. I haven't heard anything otherwise. And then the 9 seed, if they're within a few games of the 8 seed, there's going to be like a mini bonus play-in, and they've tried to make it as fair as possible. They've talked about bringing just 6 teams back and starting the playoffs. They talked about bringing all the teams back. Some teams, their front offices, the Bulls, for instance, wanted to come back. Some of the players and other people in the organization didn't. I don't know where I would feel if the Bucks were one of these teams that were 15 and 50 or 20 and 47. I might not care, honestly. I might, yeah, if we get some Bucks basketball, sure. I'll, you know, do a little FanDuel lineup. Horvath will throw a hundy down on them versus the Jazz or something. But I don't know. I probably wouldn't care. And so why would the fans care? Why would the players care? So what they're going to do is bring back teams. They've all got a shot to then make the greater postseason and then try to win the NBA championship. As of now, there's nothing that is built in that's going to benefit the Bucks. So if they keep it Eastern Conference, that's good, because I'd rather, as a Bucks fan, see them play the Magic in round one. I don't want to worry about round one.
Right. I don't
want
to worry.
If they play the Pelicans or the Memphis Grizzlies,
yes.
It's not that I'm like thinking they're going to lose that series, but it's not like playing the Magic. They'll sweep the Magic. They play the Pelicans.
They might steal one.
Well, even without home court advantage, Pelicans go up 1-0, maybe even up 2-0.
Drew Holiday locking up Eric Bledsoe, locking up possibly.
Yeah. Then you're like, what are we doing, guys?
I don't want to see teams like Dallas, man. I don't want to see Luka. Like, I'll take my chances out East. I'll take my chances, you know, in the Eastern Conference Finals with Toronto, because who's going to draw a double team this year? Pascal Siakam? No way Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet are hitting shots like they did in last year's playoffs. So I'm with you. We got to finish the season the way it was meant to be finished. I know that there's been some some things that have been changed, you know, with this play-in tournament and whatnot, and 12 teams or 13 teams getting in out west, but still, like, keep it east and west, please, for the love of God, right?
Yeah, yes. And then if that's the case, I don't know what the Bucks try to do here in these 8 regular season games that they're going to play, because where they're at right now, they're 53-12. They are 6.5 games up on the 2 seed, the Raptors, and they're 9.5 games up on the Celtics. So the worst the Bucks could finish is the 2 seed in the East, and then you're either playing the 7 seed or the 8 seed. If they finish at the 2 seed, they're going to play the Nets or the Magic or the 9 seed. I mean, it's they got a jockey for position down there. But the 1 seed and the 2 seed without home court advantage, and you're going to play one of those teams. Durant's not coming back for Brooklyn, so don't worry about that. They don't really have anything to play for. So now you got to balance, do we rest these guys? But also, they need to play, right? I mean, they kind of need to play. Yeah. So I think we do see Giannis play each and every game. I think we see Middleton play each and every game. The Bucks really do not have anything to play for
right.
in these 8 games that they're going to play. Again, they are 6.5 games up on the Raptors. They could play the Wisconsin Herd and likely still scrape out a win or two and not have to worry about the potential seeding differences with the Raptors. And then with the Celtics, as I mentioned, they're 9.5 back. There's no way the Bucks can finish worse than the 2 seed. So I do wonder when this comes back, what is it going to look like? Another thing that's very interesting is you're going to see games most likely, because they don't want to take 3-4 weeks to finish the regular season. You're going to see games at these locations all day long. There could be a Bucks game at 12:30 in the afternoon, and then they play at 10:30 the next night.
God, I love it. I love it. Screw you, baseball. I love it. Let's do this every year. I don't even need baseball back. I need my baseball fix. I'll go check out the Milkmen.
I don't know if they're coming back.
Like ever?
Well, this year.
Well, no, they're probably not coming back this year.
I haven't heard the latest on that either.
I'll go back home and I'll check out the Joliet Slammers.
Okay.
You know, I just give me basketball all day long. I don't know what this product will look like with no fans in attendance, but imagine it's going to be like a NCAA tournament feel. That's what I compared it to. Like waking up 11 a.m., basketball games until midnight. What's better? You know, and it's going to have, you know, the thing that scares me a little bit, it's going to have like a summer league feel. Do you ever watch those games when they're in Las Vegas and there's like nobody there except for scouts? They're kind
I
of.
I watch far more summer league than.
You should?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want it to have that kind of feel. I want the intensity of a playoff game. And yesterday, you know, I'm watching Bundesliga, I'm watching German soccer, and they're pumping in the fake crowd noise. And I completely agree with what you said when we talked about it originally, that like it's hard to duplicate that like in soccer into the NBA because they chant the whole game, you know. There's chants going on the whole game, and the crowd's loud as hell to the point where we're watching it yesterday. My wife's like, wait, there's fans there? And I'm like, no, they're not. This is literally what's being pumped in to the broadcast. I feel like they have to do that for these games because I don't want to just hear like sneakers on the court and guys trash talking. I want to hear some sort of crowd noise. So hopefully they do that.
Well, I don't know how they're going to do that.
Me either.
Because if you watch a Bucks game, if you watch any Bucks game this season, there have been some games where the fans do really get into it if it's close.
Yeah.
But if it's a Monday night game against the Bulls, you're just kind of sitting there, you're hanging out, you go get a drink at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
It's like impossible to get back to your seat by the start of the third quarter at Fiserv Forum for some reason.
We'll just go generic. Defense! Defense! And then just,
yeah, I don't,
when you're on offense, just doom, 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 doom.
Yeah, the music needs to be in there.
Do you think it's
maybe
going to,
some
though?
Of the chanting.
Yeah, like, I'm with you, though. The chanting in soccer, much better and much different.
But if, like, Giannis hits a three and you can't just have fake, oh, yeah, you can't
right,
do
that's
that.
True. Right, that's
I don't
true.
Think.
No,
because now
be
you've got
work.
A guy sitting there pressing buttons. Giannis hit a three. Let me find, like how you have the drop screen in front of you.
But I only use one.
Yeah, Gudekins.
Yeah.
You just, so there would be a screen. This guy would literally have an iPad in front of him that says, big three.
Gudekinst.
Big three, click. Slam dunk, click.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Turnover, click. Boo.
You're right. I don't care, though. I don't even care, man. It could
be. Then what if that guy screwed up?
It can be completely quiet.
Crickets. So that'll be interesting to see the TV aspect of that. That's something we could talk more about with you guys. But that's what we do know with the NBA. They still, remember, there's the safety component. We're doing this because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has kind of been pushed to the back a little bit in our minds, but it's still out there. So this is why they're doing this. There's going to be guidelines and restrictions. Players, it looks like, will be unable to shower in the arena, can shower back at their hotels. The bench players are going to sit out and spread out rows.
So weird.
And then inactive players would sit in the stands. These guys can't bring in guests like family until the playoffs when a bunch of other teams do leave.
What about side pieces?
Side pieces, I think they're going to have to somehow keep. They might have to like go to the edge of Disney.
What about Instagram models? Like now the players.
They're going to have to go to the edge. Think of the whole complex. Think of the fence. They're going to have to go to the fence and see them at the fence.
Yikes. I don't know that I like this for the players, man.
Yeah, they're going to be without side pieces.
They're going to be living in celibacy for the
next. if it does get shut down today, it's probably because of the no side piece rule. But then they're still going to be able to like golf on the property, and they're still going to be able to go to restaurants and stuff that are on the property. So they are going to do this bubble thing. It's crazy to think about, but the fact that there are going to be some NBA games very soon. The only problem I have with this, is I'm excited that the NBA is going to come back July 31st. And then I remind myself of the date today. It's June 4th. It's 2 months away.
Yeah. I know, and I was thinking about this. I was doing the math in my head. I was like, we've been without sports for so long, but when you think about it, it's pretty much going to be just as long before we get NBA basketball back. So that's why all eyes are on Major League Baseball to come back a little sooner. That ain't going to happen. Same thing with hockey. So now my calendar is circled for June 17th when we get Premier League Soccer back.
Well, hockey, they have their plan, but they don't have a date yet.
Yeah,
and I haven't heard anything since last week.
I love that we have these plans, but still, you know, we're going to have the proper testing. Everybody's going to have to stay healthy. What concerns me a little bit is just...
What if you get to the NBA Finals and then Giannis has COVID?
Yeah, I talked about that today, man. That's the thing that concerns me the most is what if you come back, somehow Giannis gets COVID. You don't shut down the season, but he has to be shut down for 2 weeks. They continue to play because that's what they're saying in this proposal is that they'll continue to play the games, and then they'll just test the players regularly to make sure that nobody else has a temperature, nobody else got infected. But that's what they'll do. They won't shut the whole league down like they would in Korean League Baseball, like in KBO League. If one player tests positive, whole league shut down for 3 weeks. Not in the NBA, just that player needs to go away for 2 weeks. If it's Giannis, if it's Chris Middleton, hell, if it's Bledsoe, then I think you get yourself in some trouble right there. That's what concerns me the most.
Doug says, wanted to chime in, but busy, still listening to you guys. MLB, screw ya. Keep being babies. NBA is coming back. Let's get after it with the finals. MLB better get it together or they are indeed doomed, as you said. Doug tweeting in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I feel you really itching to talk about baseball, too. So we will talk about baseball because there's good news. The NBA, yes, it's going to come back. MLB, another proposal got rejected. Well, at least they countered, right? Nope. We could get to the point where the commissioner forces teams to play now. We'll give you the details on that. That would start a big-time battle between players and owners and the association and the ownership group. So baseball, for as optimistic as we are about some of these other sports, it's getting more likely that we don't see a baseball season this year. More details coming on that next. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on The Fan. 799-1250, 414-799-1250 from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Talk about baseball and where their hang-up is and how the owners could actually force the players on the field, if I'm reading that right, in a moment. Scott is in the Falls, 799-1250, as we still don't have a date on baseball. Optimistic, maybe some hockey at some point. NBA, it looks like July 31st. What's happening, Scott?
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, I want to talk about baseball. Got a question. So, like, if they didn't play, do the players still get paid? Or how does that work? Like, with the union and everything, like, do they get nothing?
Yeah, they get nothing.
So I guess I don't understand. You know, the greed, that really doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, another thing that really kind of bothers me, too, is, you know, being a partial season ticket holder, they still haven't refunded people's money, the Brewers. And I know, I mean, it's, you're holding people's money hostage that you took back in December, and they're not refunding people's money when they clearly aren't going to play. And if they do, there's not going to be any fans in the stands. I mean, the whole thing has just got me.
What have you heard from them? What communication have you gotten from them?
They haven't returned the money. They're like, well, there hasn't been a decision made yet. So they're using the fact that there hasn't been decisions made yet as a template. I mean, you got folks here that are unemployed, that are living paycheck to paycheck, that could really use that, whatever it is, you know, a couple thousand, whatever, back, and they're holding it hostage. And it's just this whole thing. I'm a baseball traditionalist, and I'm getting sickened by this. If they aren't careful, people are going to stop watching them forever, me included. And I'm a traditionalist, and I'm beyond upset. Baseball should be the one sport that should be the easiest to come back because of the physicality of it. The NBA, obviously, guys are playing close defense, they're sweating. Football, hockey, MLB should be ashamed, fellas. Thanks.
Yeah, Scott, thanks for the call. We'll answer more of Scott's questions. I'm going to use Ken Rosenthal's latest article and just kind of go through that because there's a lot of questions that I have, and he answers a lot of them. So we'll get a better idea of what the situation with baseball is in just a couple of minutes. Tim Allen then to join us at 6:50. Well, that's what time it is right now. I'm so stupid. I looked at the
7:35, right?
Yeah. The one thing I want to say with Scott, the biggest problem that I have with sports teams is how they do find different ways to, if you spend $100 on a ticket, they get more than the $100 because I first noticed this with playoff tickets. First time I wanted playoff tickets, 2008, obviously, I was going to buy a sleeve or whatever, and you had to buy the entire sleeve. You had to buy every ticket right away, so you had to send them like $2,500. And I thought, well, why? You get the money back if they don't play those games. And I'm thinking, well, then why do I have to pay them? Because the teams, they take all that money and they put it in the bank and they collect interest off it, or they collect interest off you. So all that money that Scott's not getting back right now, it will probably get back. It's just making interest for the teams instead of making interest for you or being available for you. So that is one thing that the sports leagues have done. Every sports league does this. Packers, Brewers, Bucks, every team does it. They find a way to get your money up front, and then they profit off of you. So even if you do get the money back, they're the ones that made interest on it at that time. I do not like that.
I hate it.
Every team does it. I don't see how that stops. And I think that's one of the problems. And for a guy like, Scott, you should get your money back. And then if there's games, you should be able to choose to pay back. But maybe they're also worried about that. They know that they're alienating a lot of season ticket holders and a lot of fans. And maybe if they do give you your money back, they know that it's not coming back to them. 799-1250. More on what baseball could be doing next. And from what I understand, the owners could say, all right, we tried. Here's what we're doing. They could still make the players come onto the ball field, which you think they would want to. They'd at least want to get paid some money. We'll see. Very interesting time. 799-1250. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.